a little further till you find something better. You can't pull up on it. You eat just enough to give you enough strength so you can walk another mile until you find something to eat. You see? That's in the case of starvation. Ain't no case of starvation around here. There's no excuse for us even eating food with lard in it. There's no excuse. You ain't gonna starve. You can live good without eating that mess. And let me tell you something. Times when times get hard, they put that cheap pork and lard in exactly everything. When you go to the store and buy cookies, read the ingredients. You buy your bread, read the ingredients. Buy your crackers, read the ingredients. If they got lard in all of it, eat some wheat germ. That's right. If you can't find no bread without lard, you can eat wheat germ. Still bread. In fact, it's better. Instead of eating four or five slices of bread, take 1 teaspoon of wheat germ and sprinkle it over some fruit or something. And you've got as much wheat there as you would have in 6 slices of bread, maybe. Right? Yeah. So ain't no excuses. Allah will give us more help from himself when we show that we respect what he has given us already. Now, people that have been helped like us lift up from the low class. See, a lot of us don't want to admit it, but even these brothers that got PhD degrees, they come from a low class. And the image all over the world is low class. You understand? So look what Allah has given us. Now the king of Mecca, whenever I come there, I don't have to ask for an invitation. I have to tell them, this time I don't care to see the king. It's just standard procedure. Then when I go to Mecca, they take me to see the king's palace. They recognize us now on that height. Yes. When I go to Egypt, the president has to see me. I don't ask for him. You know me. I don't even ask for Brother Sheikh Shabazz. If I come here and Sheikh Shabazz don't meet me, it doesn't bother me. The brother can meet me watching the front door. It doesn't make any difference. Secretary doesn't have to meet me. You know I don't ask for no attention like that. Yes. But they give it without me asking. Don't you know that mean that they have seen some great works in us? Yes. I keep telling you, but a lot of you don't know it yet. There's a master on the scene. A master of what? A master of the understanding. The understanding of the scripture, the understanding of hadith. They recognize a superior. I'm not boasting. No. Really, I wish it was somebody else I could point to. I don't like to point to myself. I do. I wish it was some brother over there that I could say, it's Sheikh Shabazz. They know that he masters what they have been studying. I would love to point to Sheikh Shabazz. Yeah, it'll be easier for me to point to Sheikh Shabazz. Yes. But the truth has to be known. That's right. Allah hasn't done this, so it should be quiet. Hush up. No, I'm not doing it. Allah wants to show them. You see these people you used to call stupid? You used to call inferior? Monkeys, jitterbugs, and playthings. One of them got your master's degree that you didn't get. Yeah. Is that so, Keith? Yes, indeed. Bring me an app, and I'm ready for the test. Anybody, bring me knew it. They came, thinking that I'm going to talk to these people when they hear what I got to say. Then they'll know the chief ain't as smart as they think he is. And they come, and I always let them know, don't commit suicide. Because I don't want to see them go out hurt too bad. So I come up before them and say a few words. I know if they're smart, they're going to get the weight. The smart ones get the weight. The dumb ones, they see the power of the emotionalism. And they're afraid to see the dumb ones are afraid of your emotions. The wise ones are afraid of the knowledge. So those are dumb, they can't see the knowledge. But they see you sitting here looking at me intensely. And bear witnessing. And not getting tired hour after hour. They say, hell, that doctor got more power than we got. Excited. How come they can't stay awake while he's playing it? Assalamu alaikum.